Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Kevin Hagin joins us talking Alabama every Friday. Appreciate that, Kevin. Bunch of questions here. Gator Brandon, ask Kevin where he thinks Javon Baker, wide receiver out of Powder Springs, Georgia, where he might end up. He's leaving Alabama. Anything there, Kevin?
I have no idea where he's going. I'm just glad he's no longer going to be at Alabama.
There's talk that Alabama may be flirting, and this is Chad bringing this up, with Jermaine Burton of Alabama. And also he says there's rumors that maybe Darnell Washington's leaving Georgia. Would Alabama be getting into that one?
Yeah, Alabama recruited Jermaine Burton out of California when he originally signed with Georgia. Personally, Bill, I would be surprised if he chooses Alabama because I think that he and JT Daniels might end up being a package deal. They were at the Grove yesterday hanging, talking to Lane Kiffin. That'd be a great get for Evie and the Ole Miss Rebels. Alabama would certainly welcome Jermaine Burton, but Bill, I'm going to lean on the side that he and JT Daniels would be a package deal. And, you know, we got a young quarterback this year at Alabama, first year starter. He had an above average year. I think coming back, he'll be okay. So we're not really in with Ty Sanders and Jalen Milroe. We're really not in the market. I think we're going to be okay at quarterback next year, Bill. We're not in the hunt for JT Daniels.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't think unless JT wants to hold a clipboard. That's not happening.
Yeah, we got an above average quarterback. We're okay.
And you got a little guy to Jackson, Tennessee over there waiting to play too. So
yeah, he's pretty talented too. And you know, Jalen Milroe is working hard. You know, don't sleep on my guy. So I think we're okay at quarterback, Bill.
Is Milroe open-minded if he's not going to be the prominent quarterback at Alabama? He's such a good athlete. He could play other places. Is that a possibility?
Yeah, it's a possibility. He's an incredibly athletically gifted young man, but he's also a very mature young man off the field, very strong Christian faith. I'm excited that he's going to come back for another year and give this a try. Hey, he's up against two talented quarterbacks in Ty Simpson and Bryce Young. He's working on his passing game. He's working diligently. I really hope it works out for him and he hangs around at Alabama and possibly at another position, but it's because of his off-the-field maturity that I'm not surprised that he's hanging in there and jumping into the portal. I'm a huge Jalen Milroe fan as a player and as a person, and I hope he sticks around at Alabama.
Obviously, Nick Saban in Alabama, any random year, unless just something crazy happened to the roster, are not going to need many incoming players from the portal. Just a choice couple here or there. And we know they've got a corner that's in. We know they've got a running back type from Georgia Tech. But is there anything else that's possible there?
There is. And I think Jahmyr Gibbs is going to be a huge, huge integral part of the offense next year. And the addition of Eli Ricks. Ricks is going to be expected to come in and start from day one. The two positions that I would look at as possibilities for Alabama. Number one, I could see Alabama going and getting a tight end. They've got Cameron Latu coming back. Robbie Oots is coming off an injury, but he's more of a fullback. Caden Clark, the true freshman, was injured last year. They have the two incoming freshmen, Amarina Black and Elijah Brown. And Alabama had Amarina Black out of Florida as the number one tight end. They think he is a real steal. And both he and Brown are going to participate in spring practice. But I could see, Bill, potentially where Alabama might feel the need to go and add a tight end. Another position, and this is the one to really, really watch in spring practice, is the tackle position. You know, J.C. Latham, hopefully as a sophomore year, will lock down a position. Can Amari Kite step forward? Alabama brought in two true freshmen, Elijah Pritchett and Tyler Booker, and Alabama's really high on Pritchett, but he's not going to participate in spring practice. Tyler Booker is. Booker, to me, is kind of a right tackle guy. I don't ever really see him playing left tackle. You got Tommy Brockemeyer, he continues to work for. Bill, it would not surprise me coming out of spring practice if Alabama didn't feel the need to go and get an offensive tackle to come in and immediately contribute next year. That's the big position that I would watch.
All right. I'm just going to take a stab at this. Are the Brockemeyer twins, and I know they're not identical size-wise and all that, are they what Alabama thought they would be?
Yes, they are. And I've shared this in the crew a couple of times. When Alabama signed James Brockemeyer and Tommy Brockemeyer, Tommy Brockemeyer is an innocent victim of these recruiting services. He was rated as the number two offensive tackle behind J.C. Latham, who Alabama also signed in that class. But when Alabama evaluated Tommy Brockemeyer, Alabama realized that he was a tremendous athlete, but that he needed body sculpting, he needed to add strength. So Alabama really liked him, obviously. They signed him, but Alabama realized that he was not ready to come in and be an immediate help. He was so, I'm going to word it as, he was overrated by the recruiting services, but Alabama really likes him. So as I've told Alabama fans, Alabama knew it was going to take a while for Tommy Brockemeyer to get on the field, unlike Alabama fans. The steal is his younger brother, James. James is a three-star coming out of high school. He's a center. He's nasty between – oh, Bill, he's got a nasty streak between the lines. And, of course, Seth McLaughlin did a great job this year at the end of the season for Alabama. I'm going to make a prediction, and this is not a knock on Tommy Brockemeyer, but I'm going to make a prediction out of the two of them that James Brockemeyer at center ends up being the bigger contributor for Alabama than Tommy. And I don't mean to throw Tommy under the bus, but Tommy was kind of a victim, as I said, of recruiting services going a little overboard.
Anything new on Jeremy Pruitt?
Just baby steps.
Baby steps there.
Baby steps. Of course, Alabama is going to, you know, two new additions to the staff. Looks like Travaris Robinson is going to be the new defensive back coach, replacing Jay Valai, and that's a serious upgrade. Travaris Robinson, the former Auburn player coming from the Miami Hurricanes, and then Alabama going over to Ole Miss and swiping Coleman Hutzler to come in and be the special teams coach and the outside linebackers coach. I had alerted the members of the Houndstooth crew. It was a week after the Miami game to the fact to be on the alert that Alabama outside linebacker coach Sal Cinceri was ready to step off the field into a semi-retirement role and move into a quote-unquote front office position. So it was kind of known that he was going to, not publicly, but in the program, that he was going to step away from the outside linebacker. I'm thrilled with both of those hires, Bill. Travaris Robinson and Coleman Hutzler. And Hutzler will also take over the special teams role for Alabama. Our special teams were anything but special last year. And so it looks like Drew Savoda is going to remain on the staff, and he will now strictly coach the tight ends.
Is Dan Mullen on campus or not?
No. He's done some consulting, which a lot of people do consulting, but he's not on campus right now. You know, Alabama, sounds like Bill O'Brien is not the front runner for the Jaguars job anymore. There are possibilities. I've heard his name connected with the Carolina Panthers offensive coordinator position. Would he leave Alabama for a NFL coordinator position? He would. He loves Alabama. He loves Tuscaloosa. Loves working with Nick Saban. But we've talked about this many times. It's the quality of life factor of coaching in the NFL. Those guys have a life. They have a life even during the season. They get home at much earlier times with their family. It's all about recruiting. Listen, you know, Georgia Dog put both hands on the wheel right now. The comment that Kirby Smart made earlier this week about how NIL and all this is really making the quality of life hard for young coaches and driving them out and driving the NFL. Kirby Smart was dead on. That is extremely accurate. And all of this stuff, you know, it's a time grind on the coaches and their families. I have a lot of Alabama fans messaging me, is there any chance Jeff Statlin could return from the Eagles to be our O-line coach? No, it's a quality of life issue. I mean, I can't tell you the difference of your life as an NFL assistant head coach as to being a college coach. That's one of the negative sides of all this NIL stuff that we're up against, Bill. A lot of these guys are just like, hey, I don't want to deal with all this recruiting crap. I don't need to.
Kevin Hagan joins us every Friday, and he gives us his Alabama expertise. Kevin, concerns about the basketball team right now?
Well, they got a win over LSU, which was really huge. Saturday they play Missouri, and it was embarrassing when they went to Columbia a couple of weeks ago and lost to a severely depleted Missouri team. Yeah, I know Alabama fan, but here's the beauty of it. Alabama fans, this is proof that Alabama basketball is real. Alabama fans weren't happy with that losing streak. It matters. Alabama basketball matters. The passion is involved there. Total faith in Nate Oates. To get this thing turned around, but they've got to get a win Saturday because there's some big games coming on the horizon in the schedule. You can't lose to teams like Missouri.
Kevin, have a very good weekend, sir. Commitments 2 weeks out, I believe. Yeah, 2 weeks out, so a lot of stuff happening here. But have a fantastic weekend.
Have a great Friday as always, and roll tide.
Kevin Hagan joins us each and every Friday. There's the latest. He gone gateway talk, coaching talk. I think we covered it right there. Yeah, a lot of rumors out there. Now is Ole Miss, I know Ole Miss is in it for Jackson Dart. They had him and the Michael Trigg kid in from Southern Cal. That was over the weekend. Ole Miss just had in Jermaine Burton and JT Daniels, a quarterback and a wide receiver. The Trigg kid's a tight end at Southern Cal, for Southern Cal. There was another note. I saw Blake talking about this, that Caleb Williams has it down. Now, did you see this, y'all? Southern Cal and LSU? How about that? Yeah, how about that, y'all? What's up with that? Now, I still think it's probably Southern Cal there. You LSU fans, though, who monitor the show, is there anything much going on there? Has Caleb Williams been to campus and I just didn't know about it? That could be the case. That could absolutely be the case. Tom in Myrtle Beach. Bill. Oh, my gosh. Guess what, y'all? You ready? Josh's new account has already been suspended. I think that thing's maybe a day old. Yeah, Tom just pointed this out to me. I don't know how many times that is, but Josh has got to be approaching 5 to 10 suspensions by Twitter. Yeah, the one that he named Pappy. And then at D's Bucknuts has been suspended. It happened here just in the last few minutes because Josh has been tweeting us this morning. Apparently, this just got canned. All right, we're clear until Brad at the top of the hour. Oh, I got to tell you about the markets, too. Anyway, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic's on the increase as expected coming through Mount Julian right now, leaving Wilson County on I-40. Give yourself extra time. We've seen tons of radar out here. They've got that wreck over to the side, 65 South at Trinity Lane, and slow it down. Be careful there on I-40 coming through Kingston Springs. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check out all their flavors at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Valentine's Day is coming, and you don't want to rely on gas station flowers. Get ahead of the curve this year and let the Omni Nashville Hotel be your one-stop shop for that special someone. The Omni Nashville Hotel has you covered this Valentine's Day from start to finish. Mokara Day Spa Salon has gift cards to treat them to a special day of pampering. From a simple facial to a full day of relaxation, that special someone will get the VIP treatment at the Mokara Day Spa and Salon. Then, just when they think they've had the perfect gift, it's time for Bob's Steak and Chop House. When you want the best for your loved one, serve them the best in Nashville. With A5 Wagyu beef, Bob's Steak and Chop House has become Nashville's best place to dine. Call the Omni Nashville Hotel for reservations and gift cards. Don't get caught napping this Valentine's Day. The Omni Nashville Hotel is your one-stop shop for that someone special. Mokara Day Spa and Salon and Bob's Steak and Chop House. All at the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown. And now Advanced Land Solutions is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. Their tireless effort should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by Advanced Land Solutions, serving Middle Tennessee since 2014. For the very best in land clearing, forestry mulching, give the pros a call today at 615-424-8140. That's 615-424-8140. Advanced Land Solutions, proudly saluting our troops and veterans. They're professionals who care. Turn the corner in 2022 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Plus, 401k, paid vacation and holidays, insurance, and weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. A new beginning awaits in 2022 at Goggin Cold Haul. Online at goggincold.com. Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town. The George Plaster Show.
It's great. You finally led it in a place where you're going to thrive with the greatest people on sports radio, pretty much.
Weekdays starting at 2.
It's sports talk the way it should be.
The George Plaster Show.
Man, it's great to have you back, my friend.
The George Plaster Show.
This isn't going to be that much better now with George on afternoons, man. I can't wait, man.
George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio. The arena of ideas is now open for your telephonic interactions. 615-844-5600. The Bill King Show.
Out in Las Vegas, all you gambling dudes out there. We'll have a little something for you that hour. Just get your questions ready. Don't post them yet because they get lost on the timeline. But in about 40 minutes, you can have all the Brad you want. That's coming up, hour number 3. Tom in Myrtle Beach. Bill, I have been to the game 3 times, both home and away. And I've been to the Iron Bowl once at Alabama. Now, he's talking about the game. That's Ohio State, Michigan to him. He's a Buckeye fan. I believe his wife's a Tennessee fan. He says, so I've been 3 times, both home and away, to Michigan, Ohio State. I've been to the Iron Bowl once. The intensity and hatred at the game, Michigan, Ohio State, doesn't come close to the Iron Bowl. His thoughts. No, he's experienced it. South Pacific Sooner in New Zealand. Bill, it will make my day if Caleb Williams goes to LSU. Just despite stinking Riley, is what he calls him. I'm wondering if that's legit, if LSU is a legit player there. I know they were talking about it. Blake was talking about it yesterday. I do not know the true inside intel on that. I don't. I had thought he was going to Southern Cal the whole time, but I mean, he hasn't announced it yet. It's not formal. It's not verbal. Now again, verbal. That doesn't necessarily mean anything, anyways. The wide receiver at Wyoming verbaled to Tennessee. That didn't hold. He switched it to Texas. It's a good pickup by Sark and the guys. It was a very, very good pickup. Okay. The quick note on the markets. Right now, y'all, I am almost hitting. As a baseball player, I'm hitting almost 1,000 on my last, let's say, 20 trades. In basketball terms, when I shoot, the goal is as big as the Pacific Ocean. That's how big it is when I shoot. I can't miss. I'm 18. I think it's about 18 from my last 20. Yesterday, I was in and out four times. Killed it. Well, the first one, actually. Here's how hot I am. This is definitely, y'all, a down trend market. Definitely. I wouldn't call it officially a bear market yet, but the trend is down. And I thought since we had several days down that yesterday had a chance to be green. I was dead on right at the open. And frankly, sold way too early. What I had went up about 3 to 4 times. I got out at a profit, but nothing like that. Okay. Actually sold too early. Oh, along about noon, as things were still green, I started buying the downtrend again, even though things were green. And they were steady in green at the moment. I started betting on the downtrend again. And from somewhere in there to the close, the market went bloody red. I mean, I'm telling you, when I shoot, it's the basket can't be big enough right now. I'm bragging, so karma's probably going to get me. Yeah, karma will probably take me down. What I'm holding right now into today is going to be up. Let me also give you a little note. And I know some of you play in the market, some of you don't. That's fine. Whatever you choose. But if you're a player, and if you know what you're doing now, if you know what you're doing, I would have a short position, some kind of S&P, a SPY, an SPX, lotto money now, lotto money, meaning if it goes to zero, you're okay. Every day at the end of the day going into the next day based on this. Are you ready? If Russia attacks Ukraine, which is very possible, the market will absolutely puke. And your position will be very, very lucrative. Now again, lotto money. Every day, I position myself with some lotto money in case overnight news like that hits. Or if it hits during the day. That is a thing, y'all. I know that's not part of this show, but I'm just trying to help you. If that happens, which is very possible, then the market is going to start barfing. Remember I told you we were at the Oregon-Auburn National Championship game, 2010 season, January of 11. It's an hour before the game in Glendale. And I'm sitting there just getting ready for the game. An Oregon fan runs over just as drunk as you can be. Basically almost falls face first into this bucket, this big trash can near me, and is puking. This is an hour before the game. I mean, he's not even going to make it to the game. He's so wasted. That's the market if that news hits. So I would be poised there, y'all, if you're interested in that kind of thing now, okay? If you're not, then when the market is in a downtrend, going short or buying puts is a wonderful, fun thing. It's actually almost easier than being a bull. And I'm a bull. I'm a traditional bull, but I'm not dumb. If it's down, I'm getting on that sled, and I'm going right down the Styx River with it. So a little advice there. If that news hits now, whatever you're holding, if you're long, is going to puke a lot. I'm just telling you. That will not be met with positivity in the marketplace. You're talking about all kinds of issues if that happens. Okay? That do affect us. So just be careful out there, y'all. RJ down in South Kakalaki. He's a big LSU fan, but lives over in South Carolina. Bill, I think that Caleb Williams is looking for NIL money. Oh, I'm sure. And why not? That's the rule. Rule is, go get it. So I don't blame him one bit. I think the theory that some players, y'all, put their names out there just to see what could come their way. I mean, why not? Now, again, you better be good enough to where you're comfortable. If you're putting your name out there and then you find out you don't have a home, that's a mistake. But these names like we throw out here, they don't have that problem. Caleb Williams isn't worried about a home. He's going to get a home. He's going to get a nice place to go. He's got any number of places he could go that are very, very nice. But throwing your name out there, if you have that kind of power, throwing your name out there to see, I wonder what might come at me here. If it's public that I'm free, that's a ploy that's leverage, man. That's where we're at. I don't like all these new rules, but that is very smart on his part. Tyler Barron from Tennessee put his name in the portal and then took it out. Apparently, whatever it was he got, right? Right. Rob has a really good, 210 Rob has a very good analogy. Said, Bill, interesting segment, great segment on trading. Bet the number, not the team in gambling. Also, bet the number in trading, up or down. There is money to be made. There's a lot of cash laying around, y'all. Now, again, some of you just don't, you're not interested or you don't do it. That's fine. I mean, that's, everybody, you do your own thing. I'm just telling you that every day I've got lotto money that could easily go to zero, which I'm totally okay with, based on what if there is a Russia attack of Ukraine, which is very possible. And the market will not respond. Well, what I've got, it responds well too, but if you're long, I'm telling you, whatever you have in your account, if you're just one of those that buys and hold, that's fine. Nothing wrong with that either, but it's going to take a pretty good bump if that happens. And again, I just say it's very possible. I'm not saying it's absolutely going to happen. I'm good either way. I'm just telling you, I've got lotto money sitting there in case that happens. That will go nuclear if it does happen. Reminds me of 20 years ago, when I had a stock that was, I've told you this story, a oil well. Well, that's not the right description. This company in Texas puts out oil fires. And over in the Middle East, remember, they were lighting up those oil rigs. And there was some talk, big threat, that this could happen big time. And this company, that was a penny stock, Boots and Coots, was the company that would have to go over there. I'm serious. The name Boots and Coots. And this is about 20 years ago. I don't remember the exact year. And that happened. I had accumulated a lot of the stock. Now, this was not options. This is just common stock. And I cashed out one day at about $77,000. This is 20 years ago. And frankly, it went way up over that, but I got out. Yeah, I took my money, and I remember, I'll tell you how big that was. I was mad that whole day that I cashed out for that number because of what it would have been. I was like downtrodden. Who was the defensive lineman? Always a good friend. Played at West Virginia, played for the Titans, played for Cincinnati Bengals, and his son's a quarterback up there. He messages me some on Twitter. He's a really nice guy. He would come to some of my shows when we were on the road. We were at the Embassy Suites in Cool Springs that day. I did my show. He shows up. He goes, "What's wrong, man?" Because I kind of had my head down. I told him what happened. Actually, I did incredibly well. Now again, these are put options, and this is a different game I'm playing today. But again, if that happens, just be ready. The other thing about this market is you can't buy and just walk off. Like, well, you can. That wouldn't be very smart. I wouldn't do that. All right. What is the truth with Josh? Has he been booted again? I think he has, according to Tom in Myrtle Beach. What's up, Josh? Tell us.
Yeah, but as soon as I changed my name back to my name, the very second that happened, I sent you a message on Facebook with that, and I appealed it, and it said that my account's been permanently banned for running multiple accounts.
I got another one
that's been established for a while. I'm going to have to ease into it. I don't have to change my name and change everything. And I don't know.
Is it the one that you just posted about 15 minutes ago? I'm not going to say what it is, but is it that one from 15 minutes ago?
Yep, that one. Now, people can go there and follow that one because it's established, and I had to verify it this morning, and the verification went through because I have a couple of different phone numbers, too, for work.
Okay.
So people can go and follow that one. It's established. Josh in London, Ohio cannot have Twitter, but the Taliban can. Go figure that one out. So that's not even a joke.
I know. It's
literally true.
It's true. You can. Oh, I won't even get into it. But it's messed up.
Yeah, evidently I'm more of a menace to society than they are. So, you know, hey, we'll see what happens. But yeah, literally the second I changed my name back to my name, it was gone. So. And I actually like that Twitter handle, so now that one's burned, I'm going to have to come up with something else clever.
Well, just, I'm not going to tell everybody what the other one is, because something will happen. But he's out there. I saw it a few minutes ago.
Yeah, yep, I am out there. I don't even think you knew that was me until now.
I didn't until you put out the little secret code thing there. Now, look, if somebody wants to DM me and ask me, I'll give it to you, but I'm not going to do it publicly.
Right, right.
Because that could get you found out.
Yep. So I want to just lay low for a little bit and see what happens and go from there. But Bill, I hear the music. So with that said, I'm not Griff, so I'll hang up and we'll catch you later.
All right. We will take the break. Josh kicked out, but in a clandestine way is back in. And I know what it is because I saw it. All right. Some people are asking about what I was just talking. Okay, I'll get into this again. It's kind of confusing. I know. If you don't play it, it's hard. Omni Nashville Hotel. I'll be back.
Good morning. Interstate traffic still holding up right now. 65 coming down through Millersville. Traffic's on the increase out of Mount Juliet on I-40. Pretty much on schedule. All the traffic leaving Wilson County headed towards Nashville. Still working a couple of wrecks. Knowlton at Woodmont. That was blocking traffic in Midtown just a couple of minutes ago. Warmer weather is waiting for you right now at Pensacola Beach. Plan out your next trip by logging on to PensacolaBeach.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Their app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same game parlay, and exclusive always on promotions such as enhanced odds boost on the biggest events to let you get your action out of every game day. And when you win, they even get your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Just place a bet on any game and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back if you do not win your first bet. Seriously, if you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and be sure to sign up with promo code TAS, the afternoon stretch, so they know that I sent you. Again, that promo code TAS. That's FanDuel Sportsbook promo code TAS.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7 with supplies and solutions for every industry and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you have roofing, siding, or gutter needs, A&R Roofing is your one-stop solution. A&R Roofing combines the small-town values you trust with the big-league quality required to get the job done right. If you have an old roof that needs replacing or one that has storm damage, A&R Roofing can provide you with a free inspection. They specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofing, and custom copper roofing. A&R Roofing can also take care of your siding needs, whether it's vinyl siding, hardy board, or board and batten. Call Bob at A&R Roofing, 615-389-1916.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whoever gets hired at any school, the fan base is immediately hypnotized. Once that guy stands at the podium and he says, go team, and here's the way it's going to be, and I'm a winner, the fans automatically just melt. They could hire a guy you've never heard of from a different planet, and once that guy's done at the podium, you'd say, there it is. Happens every time.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
The scouts had to come up with a whole new star system just to classify him. It's Bill King.
Pac-12 day down on the beautiful Emerald Coast. Bill, Boots and Coots are oil blowout fire specialists, one of the best in the world. I accumulated a ton of that when all that was going on. And when the news hit that they were lighting those oil fields up, that stock went pretty meteoric, and I was sitting right there. Donnie this morning said, Bill, you talking about John Thornton? Yes, John Thornton. I could not think of his name in my life, John. He a couple times a year we'll hit each other up on Twitter. He lived here, obviously. He played for the Titans, played at West Virginia, now played for the Bengals, went up there, and then stayed up there. And his son is a big-time quarterback, I think a junior. Just finished his junior year, maybe a sophomore. Big 6'4 quarterback, apparently very highly thought of. And but anyways, that same day that happened, we were at the Embassy Suites. This is well before the Omni. And he shows up. I think it was with that kid, who was probably 4 or 5 years old at the time. Just hanging out with us, and really good. Man, you talking about a super guy. John Thornton. Good player, too, man. Good player. 614, Rob, Bill, you know you're wrong about that market prediction. He says about Russia and Ukraine. He says, come on, Joe ain't worried about these small little Russian people. Well, I don't. All I'm saying, y'all, is if this happens, and I'd say 50-50 would be on the low end, the market is going to gag heavily. It's really going to dive. It's already diving. It's already in a downtrend. So what I was saying, and Jason just checked in and said, Bill, what are you telling us to do to invest in? No, let me make it clear. I'm telling you what I am doing, and a lot of you don't understand options. If you know how to short some S&P, some SPY, if you could, if you know how to do it. Here's what I'm saying. I have lotto money, and everybody's number is different, okay? I have lotto money, meaning if it goes to zero and nothing happens, it's totally okay. I am not nervous. I don't care. If it's zero, I'm happy. But if that news hits, my lotto will go nuclear. Okay? That's what I'm telling you. So, lotto money, meaning you don't need it for expenses. You don't need it because you're about to go on your vacation. You don't need it because the kid has expenses you need to pay for at his school or something. Not that money. Lotto money. Money that if it didn't exist, that's fine. And what I said is I have a lotto position every day. We got to remember, options have time decay. It's not the same as common stock. I have lotto positions every day based on what if that news hits. Russia attacks Ukraine. And if it never happens, fine. It's totally lotto money. Mrs. King, Michelle, the lovely Michelle St. Amour King, my wife. This next May will be, this May coming up will be 30 years for us. If that lotto never comes to fruition, she will still get anything she wants. So, it's not a big deal. Not a big deal. So, Jason, I'm not telling you, I'm just explaining what I am doing. If you want to hop in here, I mean, the market, I think a lot of these stocks. Amazon imploded yesterday. Roku took a big dive. I think Apple, I think the same thing's happening there. Okay? Now, Apple's a good product. I'm just saying, in this marketplace, and when the trend's over, it's over. But right now, the trend is down. It is not. This is the most negative that I have felt in this market, and I don't remember when. Got to remember what happened in 01. In 01, when 9/11 hit, everybody in the market, and a lot of people had options, okay, got absolutely annihilated. I'm talking about well-known, professional, very successful investors, not amateurs. Amateurs got it too. But so many people got wiped out with that news. Now, that news is obviously horrific. But understanding the news and how it affects the markets is more important than knowing all these charts and knowing all the technicals. It's good to know all that stuff. Understanding the news and the trend is way more important than all these guys with their charts and everything. Nothing wrong with that, but you don't have to be a chart guy or gal to do well here. So, yes. So, Jason, I hope that helps. I've got, what I do is I buy the SPX or the SPY, SPY, and I buy options on them. And the options that I buy right now, well, yesterday morning I actually was long on one of them, but on a contract or two. But what I do now is because of the market trend, and every day won't be red, but based on what if that news hits, I've got lotto money that will go nuclear if something bad like that happens, like an attack on the Ukraine. That's what I'm saying. Robin the 540 built. Josh is banned. Josh from London is banned from Twitter, but the Taliban is not. Dude is always good for a laugh. Here's what we'll do. take a break. Coming right back. Omni National Hotel.
Morning. Interstate traffic still holding up right now. 65 coming down through Millersville. Traffic's on the increase out of Mount Juliet on I-40. Pretty much on schedule. All the traffic leaving Wilson County headed towards Nashville. Still working a couple of wrecks. Knowlton at Woodmont. That was blocking traffic in Midtown just a couple of minutes ago. Warmer weather's waiting for you right now at Pensacola Beach. Plan out your next trip by logging on to PensacolaBeach.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Can I really reduce my business's phone bill 50% and improve communications? Yes! You've heard about all the national cloud-based phone companies out there urging you to switch to their phone system. Cloud-based IP phones have better quality sound and tools to help you offer better customer service to your clients. But none of these companies will come out to your office, personally meet with you to discuss your company's needs, help you set up your phone system, all at a better price. Strongtel will. Strongtel covers Middle Tennessee and can help your company increase productivity and reduce costs. Never miss a customer call again, no matter where you are, because even your mobile phones are connected to your Strongtel.com office system through their mobile app. Let Strongtel cut your phone bill by 50% and provide a better quality phone with great customer service. Call us now. Make an appointment at 888-232-1335 or go online to Strongtel.com. Again, it's 888-232-1335. 232-1335 or strongtel.com.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
I'm a retired school psychologist, and helping people was my thing. After my stroke, when Meals on Wheels started, I was on the other end of the stick, so to speak. My name is Julius Gaines, creative writer, poet, photographer.
One in six seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
DW, how you doing,
hey,
my friend?
Hey, Daryl.
One thing I think we've learned is how many race fans are in the Nashville market. This is racing territory. For all those people that have sat back and hoped and wished and prayed that the Cup cars would come back, well, they're going to come back to Lebanon, and eventually I think they'll be back at the fairgrounds.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Music City Todd approved. The Bill King Show.
Brad Powers in about 10 minutes. If you want, you can go ahead and post questions for him. College basketball, he's all into it right now. If you want to get into some college football, looking back or looking at the season coming up, that's fine. NFL playoffs, that is fair game. That is absolutely fair game. Couple of notes, and then we'll get a call. Donnie says, Bill, you were talking about being married 30 years. 30 years in May of this year. Like you, Bill, when you add up my marriage is three, it then totals 30 years. Thanks, Donnie. But Georgia Dogs got you beat by a couple of marriages. Gary Joe Collins, Bill, I try and get my wife anything she wants as well. However, I don't know what else Miss King could need being married to a radio deity. Oh, look, she gets up 4:30 and goes to her workout class every day. My wife plans out every meal 7 days a week. Every meal's planned. I'm talking about her personal eating. She also jogs and or walks daily outside of her lifting. She also reads the good book every day. Hasn't taken a drink a minute, a millisecond in 30 years since we've been married. We partied some when we were dating, for sure. But once we got married, boom, no more. Allen in Tampa, Bill, next Wednesday, Tracy and I will be married 42 years. That is something. Wow. I'm bragging on 30 here. That is something else. And Allen, they all said it wouldn't last. I remember back then. Everybody said it wouldn't last. You proved them all wrong. All right. Patton, who'd you say we have on hold here? Jim down in Jupiter, West Palm, Palm Beach, Fort Lauderdale, Hollywood. I don't know. What's the closest town to you, actually, Jim?
West Palm Beach. I live in a horse equestrian community called Wellington, which is a suburb of West Palm Beach.
Yep. Oh, I know it. I know it. That's a huge one. Ocala is also, I know that's not by you, but yeah. Ocala, which is Gainesville, that's a huge horse capital type place,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Ocala. So there's two different ones. Ocala is more your, you know, what you would think of the racing, Kentucky Derby type of stuff, thoroughbreds.
Right.
Our area is the polo, you know, polo that they play on the horses.
Oh, yeah.
Horse jumping, dressage, all that stuff. It's the... They call it the winter equestrian capital of the world. People from all over the world come here at this time of year, and they do all that stuff.
Yep. That is a, just for everybody, that is a very wealthy person's life.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think one polo player has about seven horses that they are, you know, that they have, and that they, I guess they... I've seen the matches, but I mean, I think they bring them in and out. But the point is that it's not a poor man's hobby, if you know what I mean.
Hard,
you know?
Yeah.
So I got to tell you, Bill, I failed as a father. So, you know, I went to FSU. I was there in the glory days in the 90s. I got a daughter there now. We had a basketball game that got rescheduled because of COVID at noon yesterday. So I called my daughter up and I'm like, hey, you know, do you have class during then? And she's like, no, I'll be finished with that. I'm like, you need to go to that game. She didn't go to the game. Bill, do you know what I would have done? First of all, I would have skipped every class. I would have been up till 5 o'clock in the morning the night before, and I would have been all nattied up going to that game. My daughter didn't even go to the game. I mean, these kids are soft now.
Now, let me say this. Let me tread, because I got two daughters too. Girls aren't into that like we are. Some of them are, but a lot of them are. It's fair to say that, I think. They're not as... I don't think all girls are as passionate about your feelings there as we are.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. And I'm not even saying about the sports aspect of it, but trust me,
right.
Girls in college party just as much as men.
Oh, I know. I know that part. Yeah. But
and
I don't think they're.
I'm talking about.
Yeah, I don't think they're as raring to go to the games like we are, though.
Yeah, no, I'm just about the party part, and I mean, I'm glad she's not up here acting like it's Animal House and stuff. But I mean,
right?
I'll tell you, times have changed. But I gotta say this, you know, the Tennessee thing. I mean, look, you got to have some rules, and there are no rules now. And like I said, I like Tennessee. I have no problem with Tennessee. One of my friends, Chris Winkie, was on that staff that, you know, was giving McDonald's cash away. Whatever the hell it was, they got busted. The fact that they're going to walk with nothing, you know, and you can say scholarships and all that. Come on. I mean, it was a breeding house of cheating, and they need to get something, but they're not. And I get you could say, well, there's NIL now. Well, it wasn't NIL then. So, you know, you got to have some rules, and we have no rules.
Now, let me say this.
The way
you worded it, I want to be careful here. I think they're not going to get anything. I mean, that's not official, but it sure seems that way.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you right now, Bill, just set up a fall guy. Have a fall guy that takes it. It might even be the head coach, like Skoll can. But if that's all it is, and because these universities do, look at North Carolina, they breed cheating. It's the university itself, you know, and for the university to walk, I'm not cool with that. Now, the players, free transfer. Get the hell out of there. You get a free transfer, you got it now. Give them an extra transfer. The players shouldn't be. If they want to leave, they should be cool to leave. But, man, you can't let the schools run scot-free there. You all have a good one.
All right, Jim. Thank you, bud. Brad's coming up hour three. Just go ahead and post your questions. Any questions, gambling, basketball, games, football, playoffs? Yeah, you can go NFL. That's big, man. You can do it. This hour's for you, not about me, man. Your questions as we continue. Brad Powers, BradPowerSports.com. Omni Nashville Hotel.